saliva, clear lubricating protective fluid in the mouth containing water, enzymes, bacteria, mucus, viruses, blood cells and undigested food particles. Saliva ejector, suction tube placed in the mouth to remove saliva and blood. Salivary glands, glands located under tongue and in cheeks, produce saliva to lubricate the mouth and act on food to start the digestive process. Scaling and route planning, professional removal of plaque and calculus from tooth surfaces using hand instruments and ultrasonic devices. Sealants, thin resin material bonded in the pits and fissures of back teeth for the prevention of decay. Secondary dentin, reparative tooth structure produced by the pulp in response to tooth irritation. Sequestrum, loosened spicule of bone pushed to the surface. Sinus graft, grafting the maxillary sinus with autogenous bone or bone replacement graft material to facilitate the placement of longer length implants. Sinusitis, inflammation of the sinus that may mimic dental pain in the upper teeth. Sinusitis, maxillary, inflammation of the sinus. Signs include sensitivity of the teeth to tapping, fever and facial swelling. Symptoms includes nasal congestion, post-nasal discharge, bad taste in the mouth, mouth odor, popping of the ears and muffled hearing. Sleep apnea, the periodic interruption or delay in breathing during sleep. Space maintainer, dental device that holds the space lost through premature loss of baby teeth until the eruption of the permanent teeth. Supernumerary tooth, extra tooth. Splinting, joining of two or more teeth or implants into a rigid or non-rigid unit by means of a fixed or removable restoration. Suppuration, the formation of pus. Stent, a device used in conjunction with a surgical procedure to keep the graft in place or protect a surgical site during the initial healing period.